November 6, 1902. Words of Instruction. Ellen G. White. There are in the world those who are longing for truth, and who, when converted, will be successful workers in the Lord's great vineyard, by their faith and works, showing that the labor put forth for them has not been in vain. To these souls we are to give the message that God has sent them. Every effort should be put forth to lead them to see the importance of the truth for this time. Camp meetings. The means and talents that God has given His people must not be wasted in desultory effort. Decidedly and earnestly, His work is to be carried forward. At our camp meetings, present truth is to be presented in clear lines. The third angel's message is to find its place in the world. Daniel is to stand in his lot and place, bearing his message that the time of the end is near. It is difficult to find a welcome in the denominational churches, and therefore the Lord has directed that camp meetings should be held. Thus, the third angel's message is to be proclaimed. The Lord has specially endorsed this means of reaching the masses. Thus, high and low, rich and poor, free and bond, may hear the message for this time. It is a pleasure to see thousands of people sitting as if riveted to their seats, listening with wonder to the presentation of truth. To them, the Bible is as a new book. Oh, how earnestly they listen, as things new and old are brought forth from the treasure house of the Word. Through the efforts made at our camp meetings, many from the higher as well as the lower classes have received the special truths for this time. The Holy Spirit has impressed minds, and men and women through whom God could work have been brought together in church fellowship. For years at the camp meetings held in Australia, a call for Bibles was made by the outsiders attending the meetings. The people asked for Bibles just like those used by Seventh-day Adventists. They had been told that our ministers used a Bible different from theirs. We assured them that our Bible was no different from the Bible used by others, but it was of no avail. A Bible like ours they were determined to have. At our camp meetings, large numbers of Bibles have been sold. After a minister has faithfully done his duty in presenting the truth from the pulpit, he is to make personal efforts for his hearers. Our ministers are not to exhaust their vitality by preaching long sermons. They are to save their strength for personal effort. Only thus can the light of truth be carried to all parts of the world. During a camp meeting, an interest is aroused, and a company of workers should remain to follow up the interest. The workers should have stated hours for study, and the remainder of the time should be given to personal labor among the people. God desires His workers to reach a higher standard. The missionary spirit is the true spirit of the gospel. Study Christ's manner of teaching. Placing Himself in the great thoroughfares of travel, He gave the message of warning to hundreds and thousands. Into the hearts of many, His words sank deeply, and they went to their homes to search the Word of God as never before. Many who came to Him careless and indifferent went away so deeply convicted that they at once began to seek for the truth that saves the soul. Medical missionary work. Medical missionary work is to be so conducted that by it God's claims shall be presented to those who have never heard the truth for this time. This work is to be to the third angel's message as the right hand to the body, increasing its usefulness and efficiency. Medical missionary work is not to be centered in the slums of our large cities. This work is to be done everywhere. At our camp meetings, there should be men who devote themselves to the work of rescuing those held by Satan in the slavery of appetite. God says, "Bring in hither the lame, the halt, and the blind." As in our meetings the subject of temperance is presented, angels of God pass through the congregation, convicting and converting souls. The canvassing work. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field, that the books containing the light of present truth may be circulated. The people in the world need to know that the signs of the times are fulfilling. Take to them the books that will enlighten them. Daniel and the Revelation, Great Controversy, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Desire of Ages should now go to the world. The grand instruction contained in Daniel and the Revelation has been eagerly read in many lands by those who were hungering for truth. This book has been the means of bringing many precious souls from darkness to light. It should everywhere be given a wide circulation. The warning message is to be carried to all parts of the world. Our books are to be published in many different languages. With these books, humble, faithful men are to go forth as colporteur evangelists, bearing the truth to many who otherwise would never be enlightened. Those who take up this line of work should go prepared to do medical missionary work. The sick and suffering are to be helped. Many for whom this work of mercy is done will hear and accept the words of life. Many will be healed by the prayer of faith and will go forth to advocate the precious principles of health reform. Many who have been long in the truth are asleep. They need to arouse and go to work. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed. Tremendous issues are before us. We have no time to lose. God forbid that we should allow minor matters to eclipse the light which should be given to the world. Ellen G. White.